Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Saturday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Remember us, O Lord. Come with your saving help.
Remember us, O Lord. Come with your saving help.
O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Who can tell the Lord's mighty deeds? Who can recount all his praise? They are happy who do what is right, who at all times do what is just. O Lord, remember me out of the love you have for your people. Come to me, Lord, with your help, that I may see the joy of your chosen ones and may rejoice in the gladness of your nation and share the glory of your people. Our sin is the sin of our fathers. We have done wrong. Our deeds have been evil. Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, paid no heed to your wonderful deeds. They forgot the greatness of your love. At the Red Sea, defied the Most High. Yet he saved them for the sake of his name, in order to make known his power. He threatened the Red Sea. It dried up, and he led them through the deep as through the desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe. He saved them from the grip of the enemy. The waters covered their oppressors. Not one of them was left alive. Then they believed in his words. Then they sang his praises. But they soon forgot his deeds and would not wait upon his will. They yielded to their cravings in the desert and put God to the test in the wilderness. He granted them the favor they asked and sent disease among them. Then they rebelled, envious of Moses and of Aaron, who was holy to the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and buried the clan of Abiram. Fire blazed up against their clan, and flames devoured the rebels. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Remember us, O Lord. Come with your saving help.
Keep it carefully in mind. The Lord your God has made a covenant with you.
Keep it carefully in mind. The Lord your God has made a covenant with you.
They fashioned a calf at Horeb and worshipped an image of metal, exchanging the God who was their glory for the image of a bull that eats grass. They forgot the God who was their Savior, who had done such great things in Egypt, such portents in the land of Ham, such marvels at the Red Sea. For this he said he would destroy them. But Moses, the man he had chosen, stood in the breach before him to turn back his anger from destruction. Then they scorned the land of promise. They had no faith in his word. They complained inside their tents and would not listen to the voice of the Lord. So he raised his hand to swear an oath that he would lay them low in the desert, would scatter their sons among the nations and disperse them throughout the lands. They bowed before the Baal of Peor, ate offerings made to lifeless gods. They roused him to anger with their deeds, and a plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened. Thus the plague was ended, and this was counted in his favor from age to age forever. They provoked him at the waters of Meribah. Through their fault it went ill with Moses, for they made his heart grow bitter, and he uttered words that were rash. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Keep it carefully in mind. The Lord your God has made a covenant with you.
Save your people, Lord. Bring us together from among the nations.
Save your people, Lord. Bring us together from among the nations.
They failed to destroy the peoples as the Lord had given command, but instead they mingled with the nations and learned to act as they did. They worshipped the idols of the nations, and these became a snare to entrap them. They even offered their own sons and their daughters in sacrifice to demons. They shed the blood of the innocent, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they offered to the idols of Canaan. The land was polluted with blood. So they defiled themselves by their deeds and broke their marriage bond with the Lord till his anger blazed against his people. He was filled with horror at his chosen ones. So he gave them into the hand of the nations, and their foes became their rulers. Their enemies became their oppressors. They were subdued beneath their hand. Time after time he rescued them, but in their malice they dared to defy him and sank low through their guilt. In spite of this, he paid heed to their distress so often as he heard their cry. For their sake, he remembered his covenant. In the greatness of his love, he relented and he let them be treated with mercy by all who held them captive. O Lord, our God, save us. Bring us together from among the nations that we may thank your holy name and make it our glory to praise you. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, forever, from age to age. Let all the people cry out, Amen, Amen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, how wonderfully you made man. You transformed dust into your own image and gave it a share in your own nature. Yet you are more wonderful in pardoning the man who had rebelled against you. Grant that where sin has abounded, grace may more abound, so that we can become holier through forgiveness and be more grateful to you.
Save your people, Lord. Bring us together from among the nations.
the Lord proclaims his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. From the book of the prophet Isaiah. Woe to Ariel, Ariel, the city where David encamped. Add year to year, let the feasts come round. But I will bring distress upon Ariel with mourning and grief. You shall be to me like Ariel. I will encamp like David against you. I will encircle you with outposts and set up siege works against you. Prostrate, you shall speak from the earth, and from the base dust your words shall come. Your voice will be like a ghost's from the earth, and your words like chirping from the dust. The hoard of arrogant shall be like fine dust, the hoard of the tyrants like flying chaff. Then suddenly, in an instant, you shall be visited by the Lord of hosts, with thunder, earthquake, and great noise, whirlwind, storm, and the flame of consuming fire. Then, like a dream, a vision in the night, shall be the horde of all the nations who war against Ariel, with all the earthworks of her besiegers. As when a hungry man dreams he is eating and awakens with an empty stomach, or when a thirsty man dreams he is drinking and awakens faint and dry, so shall the horde of all the nations be who make war against Zion. The word of the Lord.
Jerusalem, fear not, you shall not be put to shame.
For the Lord of hosts will come to visit you.
The passing multitudes of all nations which have struggled against you will be like flying dust.
For the Lord of hosts will come to visit you.
From a sermon by Blessed Isaac of Stella, Abbot. The Son of God is the firstborn of many brothers. Although by nature he is the only begotten, by grace he has joined many to himself and made them one with him. For to those who receive him, he has given the power to become the sons of God. He became the Son of Man and made many men sons of God, uniting them to himself by his love and power, so that they became as one. In themselves they are many by reason of their human descent, but in him they are one by divine rebirth. The whole Christ and the unique Christ, the body and the head, are one. One because born of the same God in heaven and of the same mother on earth. They are many sons, yet one son. Head and members are one son, yet many sons. In the same way, Mary and the church are one mother, yet more than one mother. One virgin, yet more than one virgin. Both are mothers, both are virgins. Each conceives of the same spirit without concupiscence. Each gives birth to a child of God the Father without sin. Without any sin, Mary gave birth to Christ the head for the sake of his body. By the forgiveness of every sin, the church gave birth to the body for the sake of its head. Each is Christ's mother, but neither gives birth to the whole Christ without the cooperation of the other. In the inspired scriptures, what is said in a universal sense of the Virgin Mother, the church, is understood in an individual sense of the Virgin Mary. And what is said in a particular sense of the Virgin Mother Mary is rightly understood in a general sense of the Virgin Mother, the Church. When either is spoken of, the meaning can be understood of both almost without qualification.
In a way, every Christian is also believed to be a bride of God's Word, a mother of Christ, his daughter and sister, at once virginal and fruitful. These words are used in a universal sense of the Church, in a special sense of Mary, in a particular sense of the individual Christian. They are used by God's wisdom in person, the Word of the Father. This is why Scripture says, "I will dwell in the inheritance of the Lord." The Lord's inheritance is, in a general sense, the Church. In a special sense, Mary. In an individual sense, the Christian. Christ dwelt for 9 months in the tabernacle of Mary's womb. He dwells until the end of the ages in the tabernacle of the Church's faith. He will dwell forever in the knowledge and love of each faithful soul.
I shall establish my dwelling place among you, and shall not reject you.
I shall walk among you. I shall be your God, and you shall be my people.
You are the temple of the living God, as God himself has said.
I shall walk among you. I shall be your God, and you will be my people.
Let us pray. May the splendor of your glory dawn in our hearts, we pray, Almighty God, that all shadows of the night may be scattered and we may be shown to be children of light by the advent of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.